I'll never forget the night our automobile was stuck in a snowbank high up in the Rocky Mountains. There were five of us in the car heading for Steamboat Springs for a few days of skiing. The road was icy, and the wind was blowing so hard we went gliding right off the road into the snow. Some of us got out and tried to push the car back onto the road. The combination of a slick road and a large snowbank proved to be too much resistance for us. The car wouldn't budge. There was a ground blizzard growing. The temperature was below zero. And I was afraid we might get frostbite if we didn't get moving soon. Fortunately, a four-wheel drive truck came along, stopped, pulled us out, and we were on our way. As I look back on that experience, I am reminded of the words of the Apostle Peter recorded in 1 Peter 5:5, "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble." Now, it's frightening to think of going through life pushing against something you can't budge. And this is what the Apostle Peter warned us against. God resists the proud. And I'm sure we'd agree that when a person has God resisting him, he's in for a hard struggle. But, by way of contrast, the same God who resists the proud pours out his grace to the humble. So we each have a choice. We can take our pick. Do we want to struggle through life fighting God in our pride and arrogance? Or do we want to go through life in the enabling power of his grace, day by day, moment by moment, experiencing his love and mercy and power and blessing? Now, who would ever presume to take a haughty stance before God? Not many. But how about before a husband or a wife? Or what about a co-worker, a neighbor, or an in-law? That's where pride shows up. Friend, God resists it, and you can't change his mind. How wise it is to walk humbly with our God and our neighbors, relying on him to enable rather than resist us in our journey through life. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.